I welcome the opportunity to uphold our finest wizarding traditions and values. Like committing murder and cutting off people's ears, I suppose. Snape, headmaster, Snape in Dumbledore's study, Merlin's pants. She shrieked, making both Harry and Ron jump. She leapt up from the table and hurtled from the room, shouting as she went, I'll be back in a minute. Merlin's pants? Repeated Ron, looking amused. She must be upset. He pulled the newspaper toward him and perused the article about Snape. The other teachers won't stand for this. McGonagall and Flitwick and Sprout all know the truth. They know how Dumbledore died. They won't accept Snape as headmaster. And who are these Carrows?
Death Eaters, said Harry.
There are pictures of them inside. They were at the top of the tower when Snape killed Dumbledore. So it's all friends together. And, Harry went on bitterly, drawing up a chair, I can't see that the other teachers have got any choice but to stay. If the Ministry and Voldemort are behind Snape, it'll be a choice between staying and teaching, or a nice few years in Azkaban, and that's if they're lucky. I reckon they'll stay to try and protect the students. Creature came bustling to the table with a large tureen in his hands and ladled out soup into pristine bowls, whistling between his teeth as he did so. Thanks, Creature, said Harry, flipping over the prophet so as not to have to look at Snape's face. Well, at least we know exactly where Snape is now. He began to spoon soup into his mouth. The quality of Creature's cooking had improved dramatically ever since he had been given Regulus's locket. Today's French onion was as good as Harry had ever tasted. There were still a load of Death Eaters watching the house, he told Ron as he ate. More than usual. It's like they're hoping we'll march out, carrying our school trunks and head off for the Hogwarts Express. Ron glanced at his watch.
I've been thinking about that all day. It left nearly 6 hours ago. Weird. Not being on it, isn't it?
In his mind's eye, Harry seemed to see the scarlet steam engine as he and Ron had once followed it by air, shimmering between fields and hills, a rippling scarlet caterpillar. He was sure Ginny, Neville and Luna were sitting together at this moment, perhaps wondering where he, Ron and Hermione were, or debating how best to undermine Snape's new regime.
They nearly saw me coming back in just now, Harry said. I landed badly on the top step and the cloak slipped. I do that every time.
Oh, here she is, Ron added, craning around in his seat to watch Hermione re-entering the kitchen. And what in the name of Merlin's most baggy Y-fronts was that about?
I remembered this, Hermione panted.
She was carrying a large framed picture which she now lowered to the floor before seizing her small beaded bag from the kitchen sideboard. Opening it, she proceeded to force the painting inside, and despite the fact that it was patently too large to fit inside the tiny bag, within a few seconds it had vanished, like so much else into the bag's capacious depths.
Phineas Nigellus, Hermione explained as she threw the bag onto the kitchen table with the usual sonorous clanking crash.
Sorry, said Ron, but Harry understood. The painted image of Phineas Nigellus Black was able to flit between his portrait in Grimald Place and the one that hung in the headmaster's office at Hogwarts, the circular tower-top room where Snape was no doubt sitting right now, in triumphant possession of Dumbledore's collection of delicate silver magical instruments, the stone pensieve, the sorting hat and, unless it had been moved elsewhere, the sword of Gryffindor.
Snape could send Phineas Nigellus to look inside this house for him, Hermione explained to Ron as she resumed her seat. But let him try it now. All Phineas Nigellus will be able to see is the inside of my handbag.
Good thinking, said Ron, looking impressed.
Thank you,
smiled Hermione, pulling her soup toward her.
So, Harry, what else happened today?
Nothing, said Harry. Watched the Ministry entrance for 7 hours. No sign of her. Saw your dad, though, Ron. He looks fine. Ron nodded his appreciation of this news. They had agreed that it was far too dangerous to try and communicate with Mr. Weasley while he walked in and out of the Ministry because he was always surrounded by other Ministry workers.